The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans. Welcome to this edition of Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots and lots of things happening in the sports world, as always. We've got Wimbledon Championship Finals going on right now. Roger Federer, Novak Djokovic, all knotted up at a set apiece, and 4-3 now as Roger Federer gets the better of that game here in the third set. A lot of World Cup action. A lot of baseball. UFC. Weidman defends. So we are never at a loss for things to talk about in the sports world. However, before I get to my tag team partner in crime, Jeff Rich, I do want to make a quick statement here, and this has been a tough week for me. My uncle passed away, and I want to dedicate this show to him. So we're going to talk about sports, and we're going to have a great show today, as we always do. But he is definitely on my mind, and my heart and my thoughts and everything are all about him today. So it is Dorf on Sports, and we will be talking about a lot of things here, like I said, but I do have a lot of things on my mind as we'll be doing this today. But we're going to get loose, we're going to get warmed up, a lot to talk about, a lot to discuss. Mary Nemitz on the other side, obviously she's with us each and every week. She comes to us from ticksforcause.com. She is the CEO and founder of ticksforcause.com, so we'll get to her in just a moment. And Jeff Rich as well. But keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 917-1275.
Ready for another luxurious offer?
You know I am.
Good, because it's more fabulous savings from the new paint studio at Ace.
Oh, cha-ching.
Right now, get $5 off instant savings with your Ace Rewards card on gallons of Clark & Kensington, Royal, Valspar Optimus, and Valspar Aspire.
It's a color traveler's.
Exclusively at Ace.
Ace is a place to help the hardware folks.
Present Ace Rewards card July 2nd through July 7th to get savings instantly in store. Limit 3 gallons. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
If your car's air conditioning isn't blowing cold air...
It isn't.
Then you need an AC Pro.
Is there one around here?
Yeah.
You.
Me?
But I can't...
New do-it-yourself AC Pro is the 10-minute cold air solution. It's fast, easy, and saves you money. With AC Pro, you'll have cold air blowing again in just minutes.
Wow, it's freezing in here, and I did it myself.
See? You are an AC Pro.
Yes, I am.
New AC Pro, the 10-minute do-it-yourself auto AC cold air solution.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Let me welcome in Jeff Rich, who's with me each and every week here on the program. Good morning, Jeff, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right, Andy. Real bummer news for you this week. I'm sorry to hear that. I'm glad you're here and pushing through, but, my heart goes out to your family as they deal with this, and I hope for the best things to come ahead for you guys.
I really do appreciate that, man. Yeah, it's been a crazy week. I flew back to Milwaukee Thursday night, got there around midnight. Funeral was on Friday, and I flew back to Phoenix yesterday so that I could be here to do the show and then obviously go to work later this afternoon. But, yeah, I truly appreciate that, and life is interesting. Life is weird, and you just kind of got to roll with the punches, to be honest with you. And that's what we do here on the program. And now let's welcome in Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com, as we do each and every week. We talk about Ticks for Cause and their mission, and then we also break down a charity of the week. Mary, good morning. How are you?
Andy, good morning. And again, my deepest sympathy as well. I'm so sorry to hear about your uncle's death and the loss to you and your family. Please accept my deepest sympathy.
I absolutely do. And, you know, it's just a true pleasure to be able to dedicate the show to him today and just keep on moving, because I know that that's what he would want me to do. And I really can't think of a better way, because he was such an avid sports fan himself, maybe the biggest Brewer fan that I ever met. And a great guy, and it was just too early for him to go, to be honest with you. But, Mary, as always, we talk to you about Ticks for Cause and your mission, about what you guys are all about. So, well, let's do that first, and then we'll get into the charity of the week, which I think, I got to tell you, you do a fantastic job of selecting the charities each and every week, because they usually have some significance about the timing and what it's all about. So I actually think you do a fantastic job of kind of running this, because we leave this all up to you. And I got to tell you, your timing is usually impeccable on what you're talking about. So tell people a little bit about TicksForCause.com and what your mission is first.
Oh, Andy, thanks so much. Ticks for Cause. We always say we're the ticket website with a heart. We're the only ticket website out there that provides access to millions of tickets to all kinds of events all across the country. And what we're most particularly proud of, we're the only one that allows the purchaser to make that ticket purchase matter for the charity of their choice. And it's very simple. There's no extra work for them to do it. What we do is we share what we make 50-50 with the charity of their choice. And our mission is to make every ticket purchase matter for a cause. And our goal, which is something that you help us do every week, is to spread the word that where you buy your tickets really does matter. And it does matter for, at least in this case, we have over 800 charity members on our site. So it does make a huge difference.
Yeah, it's unbelievable the way that you can go out there and find a cause to donate to be honest with you. And also, if they don't have the charity of your choice, you can bring that aboard. Is that not correct, Mary?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, Andy, just this past week, we had four different charities that came on board as a recommendation from four different people who wanted to purchase from four different parts of the country. So it's really that simple. They just said, hey, we'd like this organization to come on. They give us the contact information. We call them. We bring them on board. Doesn't cost the charity anything to sign up. All it takes is awareness and spreading the word. And that's what we're so excited about, being able to work with you and Jeff on Sundays to be able to push this out. So we're very, 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 very blessed. Thank you so much.
Hey, it's our true pleasure to talk to you each and every week. Like I said, I get an education. I usually think that you do a tremendous job of selecting your charity of the week. And this week is no different, to be honest with you. I think the timing is unbelievable. Obviously, we celebrated our Day of Independence on July 4th. And the charity of the week this week, I think Jeff will be obviously very, very heartfelt on this, because he served our nation as well, and it's Operation Support Our Troops. I mean, what more needs to be said, to be honest with you, Mary?
And that is indeed the case. This organization is amazing, because, you know, we always talk about it. It starts with one person wanting to make a difference. And what a classic example. Here was a mom back in 2003 who had a son serving in Afghanistan and who wanted to send a care package. She got a group of people together in her dining room, and it all started. Somebody told a couple of people at their churches, and then after they got the first initial packages out, all of this additional supply started to come to her house. And she said, well, why not? Let's just start this. And the word started to grow. And it grew out of her small dining room in Illinois to now Operation Support Our Troops America, that literally send thousands and thousands of care packages out to our troops. And that's just one small aspect of what they do, but they do that. They have programs for returning veterans when they come back, and help that they need. It's a help up, not a hand out. And they have support groups for families who have military members, who are members in the military over in serving right now. So it's just an unbelievable organization that, again, started in a dining room and today is helping so many.
Jeff, I would think that this is something that hits close to home with you.
Well, yeah, of course. You know, Mary, I want to thank you for, for bringing awareness to Operation Support Our Troops. And, you know, I've been removed from the military for about 15 years now, so I'm a civilian just like everyone else. And even when I served, I was most certainly a peacetime service member. But, you know, one of the things that I really appreciate about this is, you know, for people that, you know, the window may have passed, you know, where they see what everybody's doing and they wonder, Pat, one of the things Pat Tillman said when he was getting ready to go into the military was, what am I doing here? I'm not doing anything. And this really gives the civilian sector a chance to be a part of the cause. And you know, one thing I like is that it is support our troops. We're supporting the individuals over there. So even if you don't support the war, certainly, support the troops. But, hey, I wanted to ask you a sports-related question. Happy trails to Jeff Samardzija from the Chicago Cubs yesterday. Your thoughts as you say goodbye and you welcome three really hot prospects from the Oakland A's organization into the fold on the north side.
Oh, I know. We lost Samardzija and Hamill. And someone who watched Samardzija play football at Notre Dame, then come into literally our backyard and play baseball, that was really tough to see them go. Really tough to see them go. And, you know, I heard Theo Epstein say that, okay, we're done being sellers. We're now going to start to become buyers. But, boy, like I say, as a Cub fan, it is so tough. It's always weighed about. We're building. We're in this building. It's kind of like you want the house to be done and you want to be able to move in and enjoy it. So it's bittersweet. They were great players. They were fun to watch. I know it was, so tough for Samardzija this year with as great as he pitched and the results that he has to show for it. But I'm a diehard Cub fan. I know tomorrow will come and, there's next year.
There is always next year, and that seems to be the slogan for the Cubs, to be honest with you, Marion. And I mean that in the best possible way, obviously. I'm from Milwaukee, you're from Chicago, and we've got that rivalry for sure. But I can hear the music. We're up against it. Really appreciate you taking your time out with us, as you do each and every week. Give us a final word for ticksforcause.com.
I would just like to tell everybody, really, when you're out looking for that ticket, please come to ticksforcause.com. Find that ticket you're looking for and help. It really does. The average transaction will deliver about $26 to the organization of your choice just because you bought your ticket on ticksforcause.com. So with that, I would just like to say thank you guys very, very much again. And Andy, please know you and your family are in my thoughts and prayers.
Thank you very much, Mary, as always, and we appreciate your time. That is Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com. On the other side, Jeff and I are going to break down the world of sports and get into it a little bit, but go check out the website, ticksforcause.com. You can donate. It is truly the website with a heart. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Those are the digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Hit Jeff Rich up on Twitter at JRichRadio. Lots of ways for you to get in touch with us and give us your thoughts and opinions, but a lot of things happening in the sports world as well. rumors of Melo, maybe a Laker, and LeBron maybe going back to Cleveland, and just all kinds of things. Bosh to maybe the Rock. I don't know if I lost Jeff for some reason, maybe, we'll get to Jeff in just a moment when he comes back. But again, tons of things going on in the world of sports right now. We'll just kind of go through things a little bit here, and then when we get Jeff back, he'll obviously throw his opinion out.
Hey, you have me.
What are you hearing? What is the latest that you've heard about LeBron James and where he may wind up?
Well, I'll tell you what. There's been a lot of rumors floating around. Some radio personalities. Nothing, you know. I don't think that there's been anything concrete. I think that the bigger news in the whole Miami, the perhaps the end of the dynasty there in Miami would be that Chris Bosh doesn't want to take less. Doesn't want to take less money, and I don't think that Dwayne Wade does either. I think that those two opted out of their contracts just to open the door to keep this thing going in Miami. But, in reality, I think that the Phoenix Suns and the Cleveland Cavaliers throw the Dallas Mavericks and Houston Rockets in the mix, too. I think that he's leaving Miami. I wouldn't have told you that a week ago. But, the latest I'm hearing is that, there's rumors floating around that LeBron's agent, Rich Paul, set a list of demands for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And if those demands are met, he returns to Cleveland. But this is all just rumor and speculation, right up to and including the ransom list that LeBron James' lifelong friend Rich Paul has set for the Cavaliers. And you'd have to think that involves either getting him a big man or getting him more shooters, going after maybe a guy like Kyle Korver or of course Kevin Love. But in all honesty, the way I look at it, I think the Cavaliers would rather go forward having Andrew Wiggins than Kevin Love. Whether they're able to satiate the demands of LeBron or not.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting. It's crazy how one guy can control so many different things. And with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh not wanting to take less money. Look, it is what it is. They had an unbelievable run, when you think about it. And for LeBron to be in the position that he is, to be a free agent where, not once, maybe twice, where he can really change the balance of the power of the NBA is, to be honest with you, it's somewhat remarkable, Jeff.
Only basketball lends itself to letting the individual control the game so much. I know that we hear, the inmates are running the asylum, especially since everything happened in 2010. It was almost a completely player-driven, transaction-filled offseason when, LeBron and Bosh joined Wade down in Miami. But, one player controls the game that much. I can't think of, I was discussing with some of my colleagues about what would be the equivalent in baseball? How many players would it take in football to really drive the market to team up and form a super team? And I think that it'd be nearly impossible in at least two of the other three sports. And in hockey, one line only plays a certain amount of time. So, you look at basketball and it's so player driven because one player can dominate the game for 38 minutes in a 48-minute game. So, I think the basketball is the only sport with the power to do this. And I think that it takes a player of LeBron James' stature to be able to pull something like this off, not once, but really twice in 4 years.
Well, that was my point is, this is a guy that has changed the balance of the NBA power, not once, but now twice, where he was with Cleveland. Let's face it, in Cleveland, he kept getting to a certain point and couldn't get over that hump. Then he goes to Miami, gets over that hump, wins a couple of titles, has a great run there. And now, he could, in a weird way, man, he could go back to Cleveland and he was the most hated guy there, but once again, he could go back to Cleveland and become the love son one more time. I mean, I think it's kind of an interesting scenario when you really think about it. The people hated him when he left, but you and me both know they'll welcome him back with open arms. And so I think it's interesting how people's feelings about somebody can change in the drop of a hat. And they were so bitter and so angry about LeBron James. But now, with the potential that he may go back to Cleveland, all's forgotten, man. Let's be honest. Yes or no?
For the most part, yes. You know, there's a kind of a line in the sand between those in Cleveland with civic pride and those that you are all in for the sports glory. And I think that the latter group certainly outweighs the former there. I think that, you know, there's going to be some people that say, well, I won't go to any games. I won't buy any tickets. And that's fine, because there's going to be plenty of people that would buy tickets. Now let's scale it back here for a minute. And remember, this is all theoretical. Nothing's happened yet. Nothing can be finalized until July 10th, which is later this week. But, you know, I think that for the most part, all will be forgotten. You know, it's a fascinating angle to look at, to be certain, but it's nothing that's you know, that's going to deter any action from happening, provided the Cavaliers pull this off. I think that there's still work to be done for them to pull it off. I think you need to do a little bit more than grab Brendan Haywood in free agency.
You know, and I think after further review of looking at things, and I always thought that, I mean, Miami would probably be the best option for LeBron to go back to, and that was obviously with the thought that Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh, and then they may be able to add a couple of different guys, you know, a couple of different free agents to come in there. But I mean, looking at it from a marketing standpoint, I'm thinking New York would be a great spot. Obviously, the biggest market out there.
But they don't have the cap space.
Well, but then, you know, again, look, I'm just throwing it out there as far as the way it would appear, you know, to the average eye. New York is obviously the biggest market, would be a great spot for LeBron, a huge spotlight. Houston, what do you think about Houston? I mean, would that be a good spot, or is that just, you know, is that a good market for LeBron, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Well, I think so in one respect, that you don't have to deal with Dwight Howard guarding the rim if he's on your team. I don't know what I make of a big three that's LeBron, Harden, and Dwight Howard, but I think that's definitely a good fit. Obviously, Daryl Morey down there in Houston is extremely cap savvy and trade savvy, and I think the Rockets have done a lot to improve themselves. You know, they need to make a move or two to create some cap space, but I don't think that's a bad option. You know, I think that would affect LeBron's legacy in ways that staying in Miami or going back to Cleveland wouldn't, because Michael Jordan didn't have a third team. You know, Lou Alcindor didn't have a third team. So, you know, we hear it all the time about, you know, legacy and brand. And, you know, I think that anywhere outside of Cleveland or a return to Miami would be detrimental. Not that it would be deterrent, but, you know, I think that's one angle to consider.
Yeah, I mean, look, and, you know, Dwight Howard and James Harden, let's face it, they're pretty darn good basketball players. If Dwight Howard is healthy, you know, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, and I will say that I do think he is the best center in the game. And maybe even when he's not completely healthy, he's one of the best centers too, as we all know. But James Harden's offensive skills are second to none. However, on the defensive side of the ball, he completely drops the ball, if you ask me. And that, to me, if I'm a LeBron James, and I know that I can shut down people and I'm a shutdown defender myself, do I want to have a guy like James Harden who I'm going to have to guard my guy and potentially have to guard his guy at times too? You don't have that problem really with Dwight Howard, because he can block shots and play defense, and like you said, he can guard that rim. But I don't know. It's an interesting scenario for LeBron James, having not one but two attempts to go out there and really make his mark and set his legacy with what he chooses to do as far as free agency. So I just find it interesting how the balance is of the powers in the NBA can change at the drop of a hat with one player moving.
I'm glad you brought up the balance of power, because where there's an imbalance is between the East and the West. And I think that the Western Conference teams are at a definite disadvantage because, you know, who wants to deal with San Antonio and Oklahoma City? And, you know, eventually the Lakers will bounce back, you know, if LeBron doesn't go to the Lakers, who are also courting him. But I think that staying in the East, and there aren't a lot, and there frankly aren't a lot of suitors in the East, but I think that it's more than likely that LeBron stays in the East, not only because of the imbalance of power, but also to stay close to his home in Akron, Ohio. I don't think that necessarily drives him to Cleveland, but I think it gives him east of the Mississippi River.
Sounds good. He is Jeff Rich. I am the Dorfman. On the other side, we're going to hook up with John Poulter, our professor of sports. We're going to break down some Major League Baseball and get to it with him. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. Tons to talk about. And you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich. He's along with me as he is each and every week. And we're now going to hook up with John Poulter, our professor of sports, talk to him about some baseball. And to be honest with you, this is an interesting one because this is where, to be honest with you, this was my... my uncle's bread and butter. He was a baseball historian of types, Jeff. The guy literally went to every single Brewer baseball game that I could ever imagine. Had some of the greatest stories for me, too, to be honest with you. He was the team dentist, so, you know, he got kind of a more access than your average ordinary guy. And, you know, it's interesting. He passed away earlier this week, and the Brewers went on a big skid, to be honest with you. And I don't know if the two were correlated or not, but they did finally get a victory. And yesterday, I believe, they finally got a victory, now 52-36. And I'll be honest, man, I can't think of something that would be better than the Milwaukee Brewers go on to win the pennant and their World Series champs. And I could just see my uncle smiling down from below looking up, and it would be a true unbelievable year if that could happen. But let's welcome in John Poulter, our professor of sports. John, good morning. How are you doing today, man?
Good morning, Andy. Doing well, thanks. Very sorry to hear of your uncle's passing. I'm sure he'll be missed by your family, and will leave a huge void in that family. So my condolences.
Thank you very much. Very appreciated, John. Believe me. So, John, as we look at the Major League Baseball, you know, a little bit past that 80-game mark, you know, we've been talking about how the Brewers are going to fall apart, or at least you guys have been telling me how the Brewers are going to fall apart. They have skidded a little bit, but as I alluded to you before, the other teams have got to play better as well. St. Louis, Pittsburgh have gotten a little bit better. They're both 5 and 6 games above 500, I believe, respectively, and that's Pittsburgh and St. Louis. And they're 5 and 5.5 games back of the Brewers. So not much has really changed since we last spoke, and that is with the Brewers having a little bit of a spell, like I said before, maybe a 4-game. I think they lost 4 games in a row before winning, and 5 and 5 in their last 10 games. But really, that's basically how the rest of the division has done as well in the last 10 games. So, again, I'm going to ask you, is it realistic to think that the Brewers are going to play much under 500 ball the rest of the year, and that everybody else is going to play 600 or better ball?
No, I don't think the Brewers are going to play under 500. It seems that every time they go into a little bit of a funk, the Cardinals do exactly the same thing. They're both 5 and 5 in their last 10, so obviously the Cardinals not taking advantage of that. I can see the race getting closer than it is now at 5 games, but obviously Milwaukee still holds the trump card here, in the fact that they won those games early. They've got a lead. They're the team that has to be chased, and there's 2 or 3 teams trying to chase them. The team that's made the most progress in the last week and a half is Pittsburgh, who are the only team in the division to win 7 games in their last 10. Cardinals, I guess, got a bit of a piece of bad news this week with the news that Jaime Garcia is out for the year. Excuse me, he's undergoing surgery, so it makes me wonder now if it's time for the Cardinals to go out and get some pitching. So that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. But got a look at the Brewers. Tuesday afternoon, Canada Day, was at the Blue Jays-Brewers game. Good ball game. Brewers, pretty solid team. You know, it was late in the game before the game was decided. They went on to lose the next night on a walk-off home run by Encarnacion. So you know, nice to see the Brewers. I don't get a chance to see them live very much anymore. Did when they were in the American League East. They were a regular at the Toronto ballpark, but we only see them periodically now.
Yeah, I mean, again, they did just get done with a tough series there with Toronto, and you did get a look at the Brewers. And I guess the question for me would be is, did that change your mind a little bit about how you felt they were going to be able to compete the rest of the year? Or is it still kind of in your mind that they are going to kind of slip up a little bit? And look, Toronto handled their business pretty well. So I'm not saying it's not impossible by any means, but after what you saw from the Milwaukee Brewers, are they a World Series-like team, in your humble opinion, John?
Hard to tell. I certainly think they're a postseason bound team, and I certainly think that, as I've said before, they have the upper hand in terms of the Central Division of the National League. But the way the National League has been this year, it's been sort of other than Milwaukee, who've been sort of front and center right from day one.
Yeah,
it's been very much a season of streaks. I mean, we've seen the Braves play well. We've seen the Braves go into a funk. We've now seen the Braves win 9 of 10. We've seen Washington catch Atlanta, go ahead of them, then drop behind a game and a half. We've seen San Francisco go out to a huge lead in the West, and now the Dodgers have caught them and passed them. So, you know, you sit back and you think that, you know, really Milwaukee has been the only team that's played consistently and played steadily all year.
Yeah.
And, you know, as we've often said, this is not a sprint, it's a marathon, and if a team can hang in there for 162 games, they win, and they deserve to win. So I can see the Brewers being a postseason team. I can see them being a top seed, given the fact that, that they've got that lead. Whether they're World Series favorites or not, not completely sold. I think the National League is wide open, quite frankly.
I would agree 100%. And Jeff, getting on the conversation here, again, we're hanging out with John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down some Major League Baseball. Jeff, you kind of hit the nail on the head with where you were going, John, because I was going to say the same basic thing, is that, you know, it's been Atlanta and Washington, and, you know, Miami has been competitive, but they're starting to kind of fade a little bit, and that's somewhat to be expected. Milwaukee, like you said, they've been the front runner in the National League in general the whole season, got out of the gates really good. Have been through some skids and whatnot, and still are the best team in the National League. And then you have the Dodgers, who, you know, got off to a little bit of a shaky start. You know, everyone was talking about Kershaw and the whole Australia thing with the Diamondbacks, and how if it ruins a season, this and that and the other. And mainly I'm talking about Fred Wallen talking about that, but because we all know that he's such a he's the ultimate pessimist, not an optimist. So, but in general, the Dodgers have done what they did last year to a certain degree, again, but maybe a little bit earlier. They've gotten themselves back up atop the division, and it looks like it's going to be a two-team race, San Francisco and L.A. So, Jeff, you're...
Well, one of the things that strikes me about L.A. and San Francisco specifically, where I don't see it with Atlanta, with Milwaukee, with St. Louis, with Garcia out, is that I think that the two California teams that are really in the hunt, the Dodgers and the Giants, have that three-man rotation that's great for a short series or great for a best-of-seven series. So I think that bodes well for them. You know, John, I wanted to ask you, you know, Milwaukee, you know, they're 52-36, they're playing almost 600 ball, you know, as they are. Do you see them making a move like the Oakland A's just made, even though they're, you know, even though in the A's case, with acquiring Samardzija, they're in a pretty golden seat. You know, I think that the Samardzija moves only cements the fact that they're going for it. Could you see Milwaukee going after David Price or one of the other hot pitchers that's out there on the trade block?
Well, I think it depends on a couple of things, Jeff. The obvious one is one that says, do they have the stomach to go out and pay the kind of money that a David Price type will need? And secondly, do they have the farm system to put together to make that kind of a deal? Because obviously a team like Tampa is going to be looking for prospects and maybe a major league roster player in return for somebody like Price, as opposed to completely prospects or completely major league ready guys. I almost think that what might trigger Milwaukee's decision is what the Cardinals decide to do with the loss of Garcia. If the Cardinals feel they have enough pitching to cover for the loss of Garcia, I suspect Milwaukee will probably feel quite comfortable with a 5-game lead. If the Cardinals go out and get a stud, not necessarily David Price, but go out and get a good pitcher, the Brewers may feel that they're sort of forced into strengthening their rotation a little bit, and at that point we may see them go out and make a deal. So I think they can kind of sit back and watch what the Cardinals do here, Jeff.
You know, hey, go ahead, Jeff. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, and on the note of David Price, you know, Joe Maddon came out about a week ago. This team was something like 14 games under 500 and said, hey, we're going for it. We're not out of this thing yet. Nobody's running away with the American League East division. And they've rung off 8 of their last 10. They're still 10 games under 500, but for some reason, I want to believe that this Tampa Bay team could make a run. Now, a lot could change in the next 25 days or so. And you know they could suddenly turn into quick sellers if they don't feel the same way about going for it at the end of the month. But how do you see that American League East panning out? And are you surprised to see Baltimore sitting atop the division? After the 4th of July weekend here.
No, I'm not surprised to see Baltimore at the top. They've been playing well lately. The AL East is probably the weakest it's been in 20 years. And, you know, that sort of supports the theory that Tampa Bay and even Boston could come back and get into the thick of this thing. I think Tampa Bay more than Boston simply because Tampa Bay has got some pitching, it's a younger team, and it's a more versatile team. Baltimore doesn't surprise me. They've always kind of been in the back of my mind as the worst thing the Blue Jays could see. Blue Jays have had some injuries. They've now gotten to the point where the injuries have revealed their depth, especially against left-handed pitching. And it's one of those things. You know, every team is good for a while. Every team is bad for a while. And we've said a million times, you're never as good as your best run. You're never as bad as your worst. And the Jays are in their worst run right now.
You know, I want to just point this out real quick, and we're up against a break here in the next minute or so. But, John, as always, really appreciate you taking your time out. We've been pretty hard on the Angels, and it looks like they finally have things kind of together this year. Your thoughts, John?
Well, they're certainly getting back into it, and much as we talked about the Brewers-Cardinals situation, it'll be interesting to see if the Angels make a move now based on what Oakland did on Saturday in terms of beefing up their rotation. Do the Angels have the money and the farm system to do something similar?
Absolutely. John, as always, man, really appreciate you taking your time out with us on the program. Enjoy your Sunday, and we will catch up with you next week.
It's my pleasure, as always, and I look forward to chatting next Sunday.
Hey, absolutely. Would love to. We love doing it with you each and every week, man. So have a great Sunday, rest of your Sunday, and we'll talk to you next week. John Poulter, our professor of sports, who joins us each and every week. I'll tell you what, he does a fantastic job, Jeff. He really studies the game. He knows the numbers, and for the most part, we don't really talk numbers, but he knows the numbers, and he's all over it. And again, you can tell he loves his Blue Jays quite a bit, but he's also pretty objective about things. So we love having him. John Poulter, our professor of sports. Keep it close. Jeff and I are going to wrap this hour up. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're listening to the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots and lots of things happening in the sports world as they always are. And before we finish out this hour, I got to thank Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com for joining us each and every week. It is truly the website with a heart. If you have never checked out the website, go check it out. From anything from sports to entertainment, like concerts, dining, you name it, they totally have you covered. And again, you can donate to a charity of your choice. I use the website. Jeff uses the website. So we are not only promoting it, but we also use the website ourselves for purchasing tickets. And to be honest with you, I can't think of a better way to do things, to be honest with you. If you're going to buy tickets anyway, donate to a cause, a great cause at that. And then obviously we got to thank John Poulter, our professor of sports, for joining us as he does each and every week. Jeff, we haven't talked about it, but World Cup, man, in the last minute or so, have you been just indulged in it, or have you now, since the USA is out, kind of stepped away from it?
Well, you know my feeling. I've been getting a lot of things done around the house while this World Cup action's been going on. It's just the needle hasn't moved. Absolutely not my cup of tea. But, hey, I the one thing I wanted to point out was you had Rafael Nadal lose to Nick Kyrgios this week, and I think that it was because he was outplayed, not because he played poorly.
Oh, absolutely. And I would say the same thing about Serena Williams when she went down. She was outplayed, too, and we've talked about that many a time before. You know what? She doesn't give credit where credit's due a lot of times, and that's the one thing I hate about her. I can hear the music, so that means we're going to be having to get out of here for this hour, but keep it close. One more hour still to come. A lot to talk about in the next hour as well, and I believe we'll have Fred Wallen to do it. If not, Jeff Rich will be along again, and we'll bring you through the top of the hour there too, but good first hour. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're listening to the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back in just a few. Keep it close.
Watson. Israel said its aircraft had attacked 10 sites in the Gaza Strip on Sunday in response to rocket strikes, but Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu signaled that border action in the Palestinian area was not imminent. In remarks to his cabinet on Sunday, Netanyahu pledged to do whatever is necessary to restore quiet to southern Israel communities that have come under rocket attack. Arthur weakened from hurricane force on Saturday and pelted parts of Canada's eastern coast with heavy rain and strong winds, leaving 250,000 homes and businesses without power as the storm swept away from New England. The Department of Health and Human Services is allowing members of Congress to visit a Texas Immigration Detention Center amid growing concerns about access to such facilities housing the recent surge of children who have illegally crossed the U.S.-Mexico border. The tour is scheduled to take place on Tuesday morning. Tens of thousands of young people, including an estimated 50,000 children, have illegally crossed the border in recent months. You're listening to IRN USA Radio News.
Attention, teachers, nurses, social workers, government employees, police officers, and firefighters. If you're still paying on student loans, get ready for a special announcement. Your entire student loan can be forgiven. You heard correctly. Broadsword Student Advantage has free information on how you could potentially have the remaining balance on your student loan debt forgiven. Broadsword Student Advantage can help anyone with $10,000 or more in federal student loan debt potentially cut their payments in half, reduce their interest rate, or consolidate their outstanding loan. But if you are a teacher, nurse, government employee, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit company, you have the added benefit of potentially having your student loan forgiven. Call now for free information to find out how. Call 800-210-6779. 800-210-6779. Don't waste another payment on your old student loans. Call for your free loan forgiveness information now at 800-210-6779 or visit online at getforgiven.org.
The Washington Post said on Saturday a study of a large collection of communications intercepted by the U.S. National Security Agency showed that ordinary Internet users, including Americans, far outnumbered legally targeted foreigners caught in the surveillance. According to the Washington Post, 9 of 10 account holders found in a large group of intercepted conversations, which former NSA contractor Edward Snowden provided in full to the Post, were not the intended surveillance targets, but were caught in a net the agency had cast for somebody else. Nearly half of the files contained names, email addresses, or other details that the NSA marked as belonging to U.S. citizens or residents. Gunmen killed at least 29 people in raids on two separate areas on the Kenyan coast. The Somali Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab, which attacked the Westgate shopping mall in Nairobi last September, said it had staged an attack on Saturday evening in the coastal area. According to the ministry spokesman, 9 people lost their lives at the Hindi Trading Center near the scene of attacks in which 65 people were killed last month. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Walmart when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil at the everyday low price of $16.47. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Israel has arrested Jewish suspects in the abduction and killing of a Palestinian teenager whose death touched off violent protests in Jerusalem and in Israeli Arab towns. Correspondent Daniel Estrin has the details.
An Israeli official who spoke on condition of anonymity said that Israeli authorities believe the killing was nationalistic in nature, and usually that refers to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and so it appears that Jewish extremists are the suspects in this case.
Ukrainian security officials said on Sunday they were in full control of the former rebel stronghold of Slavyansk after retaking it in a victory which President Petro Poroshenko said could mark a turning point in the fight against the separatists. Clashes in a northern Yemen town continued on Sunday between the army and fighters from the Houthi movement after at least 104 people were killed on Saturday, while in the south, 6 soldiers were shot dead by al-Qaeda militants. Yemen's government is struggling to regain stability in a country with a deadly uprising in the north. Firefighters held back a fast-moving blaze that marched to the edge of a rural northern California neighborhood on Saturday, saving about 40 homes during a busy holiday weekend that saw several destructive fires across the state. According to the state fire spokesman, tinder dry conditions and rising temperatures fueled the fire on the southeast shore of Lake Berryessa, which quickly consumed about 8 square miles of rolling hillsides by Golden Bear Estates. The fire was only 15% contained. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Precious Watson.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you, and good afternoon to some of you as well. Welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We've got some Wimbledon championships to talk about today. We've got some NBA free agency to talk about. Major League Baseball, as Fred Wallen's Dodgers have found themselves atop of the West in the National League. The Netherlands escape on penalty kicks yesterday. A lot of things happening, man. Baseball is going to, there's going to be some buyers, there's going to be some sellers. So a ton of things to talk about in the world of sports. And again, I'm going to say it like I did last hour of the show today. I'm dedicating to my Uncle Shelley, who just passed away this week, a true sports fan, a big diehard Milwaukee Brewer fan. I can't remember a game that the guy missed. Truly, just an inspiration to me, to be honest with you, about watching baseball and learning some of the different things that are actually going on, and some of the stories that he shared with me throughout the years about the game. Just incredible, to be honest with you. So I do want to dedicate this hour as well to my Uncle Shelley, who passed away this week. Fred, good morning, man. How are you?
Very warm here in Southern California. I know it's warm in Arizona also. And again, we're very sorry about the loss of your uncle.
Hey, as always, man, life goes on, but I just feel like it was too soon for him to leave this world. But thank you very much, as always, Fred. Really appreciate it. You and I have known each other for a long time, and we've gone through some things together, and it's just the way it is. But we're going to get into sports. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Looking for a new way to play fantasy sports? Join ScoreStreak today. It's the easier, better fantasy site with no salary cap. Just pick three players in each of the three selected categories. The higher your goal is for the players, the more points you can win. Compete against your friends and others for real cash. This is totally legal and is based in the United States. Just register at ScoreStreak.com. Draft any athletes for your categories and go for a perfect score. No salary caps, no headaches, no problem. Go to ScoreStreak.com to learn more and win big.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Fred Wallen along with me this hour. He's in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman in Phoenix, AZ. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email. sportsfred@aol.com. Fred, we don't talk about it much because it's only here every 4 years, but the World Cup is going on. I mean, look, I was definitely into it when the USA was in it. And obviously with the unfortunate situation from this week, I really haven't paid that much attention to it. But I have been into it, and I will say that I've thought for the most part that it's been pretty cool, and I think that these dudes are unbelievable athletes, and I've enjoyed it, to be honest with you. How have you taken the World Cup?
I played soccer as a youngster.
I did too. I loved soccer when I was a kid. So
I played varsity basketball and intramurals. I was a goaltender on our homeroom team, and I enjoyed it. I later did a couple years of laser color on the radio, LA Lasers Indoor Soccer, MISO, in the mid 1980s. I don't think I've watched 15 minutes of this entire tournament just because I just don't know the history of these guys. And the question, of course, is going to be, well, people saying, well, soccer's eventually going to take over. They've been saying that since I was a little kid 45 years ago. So my point is, I just don't think we follow these guys. Are we going to follow these guys where they go, when they go back to their regular teams in the Premier League or whatever league they're going into? If that be the case, then yes, soccer can start gaining a foothold in this country. But until then, I don't think it's going to happen. We follow these high school basketball players, then we follow them through their 1 year in college, and then we follow them in the NBA. Do we do the same as far as soccer is concerned? I don't think so. So for those people that are saying, hey, soccer's now going to take over for the other sports, Andy, I don't believe it. I just, there's not enough scoring. And we like scoring. And the other side, and I don't know if you agree with me or not, I actually think the average American watching the game doesn't realize that in soccer, you have plays, assuredly the same type of plays you have in basketball. They think it's, I honestly think most people watching think it's kickball. And it's not. There are plays, just like the coach draws up the same plays as you would draw up on a basketball court.
Sure.
Do you think the average person watching knows that?
No, I think you're probably correct. I mean, they do have give and goes and whatnot. So, and you know what? To be honest with you, I think to actually notice it, you really got to be paying attention to what's going on. So I totally hear what you're saying. I think you hit on something that's pretty interesting, though, with the awareness of the game here in America. And obviously, young kids pick up a basketball, a baseball, or a football, and they throw that around. They don't pick up a soccer ball and start kicking it around nearly as much. So I think you have a very valid point. But then I want to throw at you the fact that we did have a bunch of MLS players playing on the team. And maybe, in all honesty, that was the reason why the USA was sooner or later not going to be able to contend and compete. But to your point about awareness, potentially, to me at least, that's why they would bring the MLS players in to the World Cup, is to – if you are following people, you're going to follow the MLS guys probably here in America. So do you think that maybe that's a reason why they took that direction, which ultimately probably they didn't have the right guys necessarily to play, but tactically speaking, but to raise awareness and heighten the game a little bit, do you think this may have been a good move?
If that was the reason, I mean, there's no real negatives in it. I mean, it's hard to say who should have made the team and who shouldn't, and if certain guys made it because of their background. I mean, you know, you don't want to choose like that, but if you did, you did. Donovan didn't make it. They said it was because of his age. I don't know. All I'm saying is, off of what I've seen, well, first of all, as soon as the Americans lose, as they did, three-quarters of the people don't care anymore. You know, the patriotism is fine, and yay, USA, but as soon as they lose, I mean, the ratings are going to drop. And then we got four. I mean, again, I don't know. I haven't watched 15 minutes of it, but everybody says that Germany should win, but then they're playing Brazil in Brazil, and
sure.
And that's always questionable, assuredly, in any sport. So, I mean, I don't give Germany a walkover. And then the Netherlands against Argentina, I guess I read that for the first time in 44 years, two South American teams are in the semifinals, and that's good from their perspective. Andy, I don't know. All I know is that, you know, hockey's a bad number four in this country.
Sure.
And soccer is a worse number five.
All I can say about it is this, is the fact that I really don't watch a lot of soccer, first and foremost. I will definitely say that. However, I have found this particular tournament to be very interesting, first of all, because I don't think the gap is all that far from USA being a competitive World Cup team, to be honest with you. I think maybe we need to go about it a little bit differently, but I saw improvement from the USA. This Tim Howard guy was, I don't think I've ever seen anything like what he did. He looked more like a hockey goaltender than a soccer goaltender, to be honest with you. And how they only scored, you know, the two goals is, to be honest with you, Fred, is quite amazing. There easily could have been five or six goals let in, but this guy was remarkable. And truthfully, I think that we were a little bit outwitted, outsmarted, outcoached, and maybe out-talented a little bit as well. But I do think that the gap is closing in a little bit, and there is not that much separation anymore between the USA and the other countries. Okay, but with that being said, I think it's important also to realize maybe in 2026, when they potentially bring the World Cup to the United States, I think you'll have a different feeling because it'll be on our soil. And there will be more enthusiasm and excitement about going to watch these guys play. And I got to tell you, Fred, they lay it out on the line like I've never seen before. I mean, you know, an NBA game is 48 minutes, okay? And, you know, it's 12 minutes a quarter. Then, you know, you're going for halftime and whatnot. You know, you're out there for 45 straight minutes running around and plus, you know, injury time and whatnot. And then you go out there for another half. I mean, 90 minutes of running around and exerting yourself. Do you look, I see it all the time on the tennis court. These guys, what they do for 4 and 5 and 6 hours, how you can stay mentally strong, physically strong, emotionally strong, I think there's a lot to be said about that, Fred. And I think that these guys are superior athletes. And instead of not opening your arms to it, maybe you should be a little bit more open-minded and realize that these guys are tremendous athletes out there laying it all on the line.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're in tremendous shape. There's no question about it. But I think there is still a major differential between the U.S. And some of the good soccer nations around. 27-9, we were outshot in the final game, and that shows something. As you indicated, if Howard's not the goaltender, we give up more than certainly the two goals. So, Andy, take us out. We'll talk more.
Yeah, just amazing. We don't really talk about it much. Only happens once every 4 years, World Cup soccer. USA no longer in it, but I've been just amazed at what I've seen out there on the field. On the other side, we're going to do something a little interesting today, Fred. We're going to bring in Jeff Rich and John Poulter. We're going to do a little four-man roundtable and go around the world of sports with both those guys, and probably mainly baseball, but we'll kind of run around it. But keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. Tons of things going on right before my very eyes, Wimbledon, and hopefully I'll have an update on it as to what the final is for you by the end of the show. But amazing what's happened here in this fourth set. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. He's Fred Wallen, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
I just happened to watch this fourth set of the men's championship going on, and I just got to tell you, I can't believe what I just saw in this fourth set. I know you guys don't really watch a lot of tennis, but I saw break after break. Roger Federer was on the brink of elimination, and you know Djokovic was going to have another championship, but somehow, some way, Federer found a way to will himself back into the fourth set. He got it, so we're gonna have a fifth set to determine who's gonna win the championship at Wimbledon. And I just had to walk away for a moment and check it out. Just incredible tennis there. But we do have John Poulter. We've got Jeff Rich. We've got Fred Wallen. We've got the Dorf Man. And I kind of wanted to talk about some baseball and do a little roundtable here with you guys today, because we do have our expert John Poulter, like I said. And then Fred, I know he's very in touch with what's going on with the Dodgers. And why don't we just start there, guys? In fact, with the Dodgers, Fred, how have they been able to turn things around? You know, early in the year, we talked about them going to Australia and playing the Diamondbacks and how you felt that may screw up the rotation for Kershaw and the guys and whatnot. They seem to have rebounded. Kershaw especially has seemed to rebound quite a bit himself. How have the Dodgers been able to turn things around? Fred, let's start with you, and then we'll go to John and Jeff.
Well, the Australian thing took away a month of the season for Kershaw. So, obviously, they got off to a start that they would have gotten off to a better start if he was in that rotation every 5 days. When healthy, this rotation right now, and Herron gave up 8 runs on Saturday, but still this rotation is the best in baseball at this moment in time. The starting staff is the best in baseball. If you start with Kershaw, Greinke, Ryu, and the way Beckett is pitching, although he didn't pitch that well this week. But the point is they've got the best starting staff in baseball. They've got Puig, who's doing everything right. And they got a guy named Scott Van Slyke, Andy's son, who can play left, he can play center, he can play right, and he does everything right. So, Crawford's still out. They have a chance. Their negative, in my mind, is
their batting coach.
Don Mattingly would be a good batting coach. Unfortunately, he's their manager. And the second point would be that none of the games are televised in L.A., so 72% of us really can't see them beyond 10 games a year. So outside of that, I do think they probably have the best team in the National League West. And the Giants, of course, have had their June swoon, and they did win on Saturday in July. But I think the Dodgers probably more talented than the Giants. But I think the Giants have a better manager than the Dodgers. So it should be an interesting race the rest of the way in the National League West.
Well, so if their only negative is that they've got a batting coach as their manager and they can continue to win, then they're going to be in good shape. And somehow last year they did the same thing with that batting coach, and they were able to figure out a way to get a lot of wins. And obviously you can tell that I'm just kind of kidding. John, your thoughts about what Fred said and how the Dodgers have been able to do it in your mind?
Well, first of all, welcome back, Fred. Good to hear you back in the chair.
Thank you very much.
I sort of echo your thoughts with respect to the Dodgers. I probably see about as many Dodger games, and I don't mean to rub it in here, but with your TV issue in L.A., I probably see as many Dodger games a year.
Probably more.
That's a pretty sad statement when you say that I live 3,000 miles away and you live 3,000 miles away from Dodger Stadium. But, you know, all kidding aside, I think the Australia trip might have been a factor here, and we'll never really know. But I have to wonder if the fact that, Kershaw goes seven innings third week of March because it's a regular season game, whereas if it was a spring training game, he wouldn't. I have to wonder if that was a factor. We're never going to know. In terms of the Giants, I can't believe that the Giants have gone as far south as they have in the last month. You referred to the June swoon, which has been a famous saying around the Giants for as long as I've been following baseball. And I was listening to a piece of the Giants-Padres game last night, and Sandoval got hurt in the first inning. I guess he got hit by a pitch or pulled a muscle, took out in the bottom of the first inning, did not play an inning defensively. So that's a major bat to be out of their lineup. Brandon Belt has just come back, and now all of a sudden they probably lose Sandoval for a while. So going to be interesting to see how that shakes out. But fortunately for both teams, very much a two-team race there. I don't think the other teams in that division are going to be involved at all.
Jeff, your thoughts on what Fred said, and in your opinion, how the Dodgers have been able to make things happen?
Well, first of all, it's a shame for the residents of Southern California, because I, with the Indians in town, I watched all three broadcasts on with Vin Scully, and it's just a treat to watch this guy do play-by-play in his own color. As far as the Dodgers are concerned, I think that, their starting rotation is obviously bar none. I mentioned it in the first hour that, they're well set for a seven game series of the three man rotation. They could even go four. I worry about their bullpen, and I worry about Yasiel Puig. I watched him run their Dodgers right out of a threatening inning in a game that they eventually got blown out in, because he decided that he was going to try to tag up from first base on a short fly ball to shallow left, where the catcher was holding the ball when he decided to tag up, and he was thrown out for a triple play on a bizarre double challenge that resulted in a triple play. But, I think that the Giants have a lot of homegrown talent, and I think that, Bruce Bochy, obviously is a little bit better at managing a ball club, having done it for as long as he has. And but Don Mattingly just isn't up to snuff, but, he was Joe Torre's guy, and that's why he's there. So, it's just a long way of putting it that I completely co-sign with everything that Fred Wallen just said.
The only thing I'm going to say is that if the Dodgers can continue to keep winning without being on TV there in L.A., and I would think it forces more people to go to the games. Fred, how is the attendance in at the games right now? Do you have any idea?
Well, the tenants are number one, but you see, that's season tickets. That's not
sure.
People in the seats. I've been offered tickets three or four times this year. I chose not to go. I think a lot of people have done the same thing. Season ticket holders are so upset that they're eating their own tickets if they can't give them away. So, I mean, listen, this is Los Angeles. They're going to draw their 3.5 million or 3.7 million. But in the long run, if you're an 8-year-old kid, and if you're the Dodger management, don't you want that 8-year-old kid to become a Dodger fan? And yet he's not being able to see Vin Scully, who might, at 86 years of age, be in his very last season. He might be retiring after this year. So I think it's an embarrassment. I think it's a shame Dodger management has allowed this to happen. And, folks, if you missed the story is Time Warner Cable gave the Dodgers $8.3 billion over 25 years to carry their games. Time Warner supposedly is supposed to get the other cable and satellite systems to carry, but they're charging so much because the Dodgers asked for so much that nobody, and I mean not one big cable or satellite system, has said yes. So outside of the Time Warner Cable subscribers, 72% of us are blacked out in Los Angeles, and that's on the Dodgers. The Dodgers can go to Time Warner and say, we got to renegotiate this, and you got to lower the price to the cable and satellite systems. They have not done so. They're passing the buck. So Fred has been a Dodger fan since the age of five, is as upset as anybody, and I think a lot of people are very upset.
Yeah, interesting how it'll all shape up. But I just got to say one thing to your point about season ticket holders, and correct me if I'm wrong. If you're buying season tickets to go check out the game, then you're probably not watching those games on TV anyway. So I don't see why they wouldn't go to the games. Just my thought, man.
Because they're angry.
Well, why would they be angry? They go to the
game.
They
didn't know. They didn't when they bought season, because when they bought season tickets, they didn't. And let's say they have DirecTV. They didn't know that. When I say season tickets, I don't mean they buy every game necessarily. But let's say they buy half the season, or maybe all the season. It doesn't really matter. They give them away. Yeah. They don't go. My point is, if you're home, you want to be able to watch at least the road games.
Sure.
You can't do that unless you're a Time Warner Cable subscriber. Sure. So the folks are upset.
I agree. Hey, listen, fellas, I want to keep Jeff and John just for a few moments on the other side, if you guys have a couple of minutes, because I want you guys to think about this question that I'm going to throw at you during the break, and then we'll come back. We'll get your thoughts on this, and then we'll let you guys go. But I hope you have a couple minutes to keep with us here on the other side. And think about this in the few minutes that we have, and in the break, and then on the other side, we'll get to your thoughts about it. But I'm going to throw these questions at all you guys as to who you think right now is your biggest surprise as far as Major League Baseball. Could be a player, could be a team, could be something that's happened. Also, maybe who's the biggest prize out there as far as a team adding a piece to the puzzle. So think about those couple of things during the break, and then when we come back, we'll get your thoughts and opinions on those things respectively. What's your biggest surprise? Maybe what's your biggest disappointment? And then also, who's the biggest piece out there for some team to go out there and make themselves better? Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, hanging out with Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, Jeff Rich in Phoenix, John Poulter in Canada. We're doing a little roundtable, something different than we normally do here, but I'm actually enjoying it. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hello there, my name is Danny Page, and yes, I'm the host of World Soccer Radio. A couple years ago, I started noticing something rather disturbing to this TV and radio broadcaster. I was losing my hair. At 28 years old, my career depended on having a youthful look. I tried everything, pills, shampoos, nothing worked. That's when a friend sent me to Regenix, and my hair has never looked better. Regenix analyzed the nature and severity of my problem and built treatment formulas specifically tailored to my hair loss. I haven't had a fuller, thicker head of hair in years, and I'm more confident both on and off the air. There's no miracle cure for baldness. Regenix helped me strengthen the hair I already had and prevent further loss. Give them a call today, 1-800-REGENIX, or visit them online at regenix.com. That's REGENIX.com. Take the advice of this soccer fan and call 1-800-REGENIX today.
Hey, neighbor, celebrate the 4th of July with red-hot savings at Ace, like Ortho Home Defense Max for just $9.99 after $3 instant savings with your Ace Rewards card. Get rid of those little uninvited guests before the first fireworks go off. Pick up Ortho Home Defense Max with Comfort Wand for only $9.99 now at your neighborhood Ace. July 2nd through 7th at participating stores. Store stock only. See store for details. Limit to 1.1 gallons.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains in easy-to-understand terms how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-541-0769. That's 800-541-0769. Again, call 800-541-0769. Simply call Novation toll-free at 800-541-0769 and get your money when you need it.
Can't get enough sports? Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news, conversation, and opinion. Love your team? Love your town? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Over 500 of the nation's best sports writers and 35 million fans all gathered in one place, telling you the stories, sharing the opinions, and bringing you the news that matters to you most in sports. Whatever your sports passion, we've got a home for it. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Fred Wallen co-hosting with me this hour. He's in Southern California. We're hanging out with Jeff Rich and John Poulter, our professor of sports right now, as we're doing a little round table here. And guys, I appreciate you coming over to do a little extra work. I will let you go after you answer the questions that I threw at you during the break. And let's start with Jeff, and then we'll go to John from there, and then Fred. But Jeff, I threw it out there. Maybe your biggest surprise, maybe your biggest disappointment with what's happening in Major League Baseball, and then potentially what you see as the big move for somebody that's going to make a playoff push.
Well, I don't know that it's a big move, but I'm interested in watching what the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim have been doing. You know, we talked about the Dodgers a lot, but there's that other team in Southern California. And what they did is they've gone out and they've added left-handed pitching. A little unheralded move, acquiring Rich Hill from the Boston Red Sox. Used to be a starter for the Cubs, used to have one of those 12-6 curveballs. Still pretty effective out of the bullpen. And then you have Joe Thatcher from the Arizona Diamondbacks, who they just acquired last year at the deadline for Ian Kennedy. Interesting to see what the Angels bolstering up their bullpen. I think they're going to make a run at it. And I don't know that they can catch the A's, but I think that they certainly want to put themselves in a position to host that first wild card game. But there is a lot of time to go. Biggest surprise has to be the Milwaukee Brewers. I know that you talk about them almost ad nauseum here, Dorf. They've just kind of the lineups come together. Renicki's done a good job managing the pitching staff. They're winning a lot more games than they lose, and the fact that they're playing so well on the road—that's what that's literally what's separating them from the St. Louis Cardinals this year. So, Milwaukee Brewers in the National League. Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim in the American League, biggest surprise. Best transaction though would have to be Nelly Cruz going to the Baltimore Orioles, who sit in first place by a game over the Toronto Blue Jays. Cruz has led the American League in home runs, and after the PED issue last year, I think that he's been a pleasant surprise. A lot of teams looking at what they could have had, and have to look back with regret.
I think those are all pretty darn good points. John, your thoughts on the questions that were thrown out there?
Well, in terms of the biggest surprise, the team, I won't beat this to death. Milwaukee, for all the reasons Jeff has outlined and the three of us have chatted about before. In terms of an event in baseball that's been a surprise, and I don't know whether it's a pleasant surprise or an unpleasant surprise, but it's this fiasco with the replay situation. They got to find a better way to have this challenge, and rather than having the manager jog out and waste time and talking to the umpire, asking him what day it is, and what he had for dinner last night, and continually checking back in the dugout to see if it's worth appealing, that has to stop. It's ruining the game in terms of the time. We've seen a couple of instances where it's taken them so long that the pitcher has lost his rhythm, and it's affected the game. In terms of the biggest prize, interesting question. If you'd have asked me a month ago, I'd have said hands down David Price. I'm not so sure now because Tampa's sort of getting back in the race, but I think players to keep their eyes on, maybe Cole Hamels, Cliff Lee, A.J. Burnett might be available for the right price for the Phillies, who obviously are rebuilding.
Good stuff, John, as well. And, yeah, I mean, you know what? Tampa Bay is, 10 games under 500, but only 8.5 games back of Baltimore and Toronto a game back and the Yankees and so on, Boston. But I think that that's going to be a close race. All those teams have a chance. And I do think you make a good point. If they get in the race, then – price isn't as appealing to for them to want to get rid of. So it will be interesting to see how the next couple few weeks develop. Guys, as always, really, really appreciate you taking your time out each and every Sunday. We'll catch up with both you guys next week.
You bet. And somebody mentioned Vin Scully earlier. Haven't checked this out because I don't have a way of checking it out. It goes back too many years. Vin Scully apparently called his 21st no-hitter this season with the Beckett and Kershaw. I think the number I saw was that was 7% of all the no-hitters in his broadcasting career. Phenomenal numbers. I have no way of checking that, obviously, but 21 no-hitters for one person. I don't know what the odds of that are, but certainly an accomplishment on Mr. Scully's part.
I'd have to say very fortunate when you really think about it. I mean, like you say, they're not as rare as they used to be, but they are still rare. And for one guy to call 21 of those just seems pretty fortunate if you're a guy that likes to see that type of a game. But in general, if you're a baseball guy, that's unbelievable. Guys, as always, man, really appreciate it. Go ahead, John, if you have something else, go ahead.
I was just going to say, and especially when you consider that for the last few years, he has not called any games east of the Rockies, so his schedule is quite limited.
Yeah, no, very good point. Excellent point. Appreciate your time as always. Jeff, any final thoughts?
Go to check me out on Twitter at JRichRadio and check out the website morethanafan.net.
Absolutely. Way to get a plug. Absolutely, man. And I don't do that for you enough. So one more time, Jeff. JRichRadio is how you can get him on Twitter. And then plug the website one more time, Jeff.
It is morethanafan.net, and we're launching on July 21st, College Football Roundtable. That's cfbroundtable.com as the college football season approaches.
Hey, as always, fellas, great job. Appreciate it. We'll talk at you guys next Sunday.
You betcha. Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Fred, I do want to get your thoughts on that, too. What is the in your mind, who's impressed you most, and what are you most disappointed with? And then who do you think is the biggest piece out there?
Well, because of all the injuries, I think the biggest surprise would have been the Texas Rangers, because of the fact that they've had more injuries in the first half of the season than any team I can ever remember. So it's not even fair to bring them up, but I would say that I thought they'd win 85 to 90 games. And of course, right now, not going to be close to that because of all the injuries to the pitching staff and elsewhere, fielder, as far as that club is concerned. I think the A's made a good deal for this season on Saturday night. But in the long run, I don't know how good this kid Addison Hill is. If he's as good as they say he is down the road, he's going to be a big star for the Cubs. Not that the Cubs will ever win anything, but the point is it's not like the A's didn't give up a lot if he's as talented. And apparently the Cubs now have four of the top 15 minor leaguers in all of baseball. With the two that they picked up from Oakland and the two that they had already in the top 15, they got four of the top 15, according to Baseball America. So down the road, the Cubs should be a better club from that aspect. A bigger surprise, I'm not surprised the Dodgers and the Giants are battling out. I'm not surprised the Angels are trailing the A's, because the Angels starting staff is really not that strong. I think right now it's a very average starting staff at best. And, of course, their bullpen, they've made all kinds of moves over the last couple of weeks. Their bullpen, Ferreri's gone and whatever. They've got problems. There's no question about that.
Right.
I think Oakland probably will win it for the third straight year with the addition of these two pitchers. And people don't – I mean, again, I'm going to repeat that. Third straight year, a lot of people forget that Oakland has won that division the last two seasons. They just lose to Detroit in the playoffs. And maybe with these added pitchers, they can compete with Detroit come playoff time. Who knows? I don't know. It's a long season. We're slightly over midway. And then my question to you would be, later today – it's on Fox, I think, or maybe it's not. It might be on Fox. They're going to have the All-Star team named. I'm a National League guy since the age of five.
Right.
So I still follow the All-Star game a lot more than I follow the Pro Bowl or the NBA All-Star game. Do you follow the baseball All-Star game?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'll watch it, and especially now that it does have some meaning to it, it does make it a little bit more intriguing to watch it. Yeah, I mean, I'm interested in it, especially, you know, when my Milwaukee Brewers are playing good baseball, then, you know, we're going to have some representatives on that team. And to be honest with you, yeah, I mean, it's a little different in the sense of the game actually means a little something now. So, yeah, I'm a little bit more interested in this than, say, the NBA, other than the fact that, I mean, I do enjoy watching them score all kinds of points and whatnot in that game, and there's very little defense and whatnot. And I think there's a little more strategy that goes into what you see with the All-Star game for Major League Baseball. So, yeah, I do find it a little bit more intriguing. And, you know, I just want to mention this, Fred, because I know you're a guy that likes to read. And just one more thing about my uncle here. Again, I am dedicating the show to him. He did pass away this week, and I don't know if I've really talked to you a lot about him, but he was such a big sports guy that one of the columnists in Milwaukee that covers the Milwaukee Brewers actually wrote a piece on my uncle, and you can find it on JS Online, which is the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, from July 3rd, and it's a piece about my uncle, you know, being at every game, and basically he was the biggest, most avid fan that Michael Hunt is the columnist who wrote the article, by the way, if you do want to check it out, Fred, or anybody else, JS Online, there for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, but a really touching piece, to be honest with you, and pretty amazing that a guy would take his time out to write an article about, you know, a fan, to be honest with you. I mean, he was a little more than that. He was the team dentist for a while and, you know, whatnot. But really, that I found that to be super touching that this guy, you know, chose to write about my uncle in one of his articles on JS Online. I mean, I found it to be amazing. And he actually read a eulogy, which was the thing that he wrote in the pay in on the online JS Online at the funeral. And just amazing how he touched the lives of so many different people. And he had a great relationship with a lot of the people in the Brewers organization and whatnot. And just amazing, you know. And for him to write an article, I just found it to be one of the more touching things I ever saw, to be honest with you, Fred.
Well, it's something that your family will always have. And from that aspect, it's something your uncle will never die, because you can always go back and read that and read about him. And it's something that very few people will ever get. So I think the article, I mean, it's a rarity, but it's a beautiful thing. And I think your family should be so proud.
What the amazing thing is I'm sure you know Davey Nelson as well, first base coach, and now he does the post-game show. Davey Nelson was there as well. Some people in the media were there. I guess what you could say is it was as nice and as warm of a situation as you could possibly have under the situation. I know I hear the music, and we got to get to break and wrap this thing up, but check it out if you have time or want to. JS Online from July 3rd. The columnist writer's name is Michael Hunt, who wrote that piece about my uncle. Fred Wallen, Dorfman, will be right back on the other side to put a bow on this edition of Dorf on Sports. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that? but it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21-foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. It's 1-800-316-1738.
Alrighty, welcome back. Final segment here on this week's edition of Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank, as always, Jeff Rich and John Poulter for putting in time this hour. Again, Fred, I always appreciate you taking time out with me. And again, it is good to have you back, like John said, in that chair with me on the program, as I know you've been out for the last couple of weeks as your wife had some surgery and she's recovering, and I hope that is going well, obviously. But also want to just throw out one more shout out to my uncle who passed away. I'll be thinking about you for a long, long time, and next week is going to be real tough for me, Fred, because it's my birthday next Sunday, and he always gave me the best cards I could ever imagine. Had something to do with some little piece of history in the sports world, whether it was something with Tiger Woods or Stan Musial or Babe Ruth or Hank Aaron, you name it. I can't even go through the amazing cards that I've gotten in the 40 plus years now of my life from my uncle. But next week will be a tough one. But again, one more shout out to him, and he'll be missed and loved, obviously, forever. But, Fred, your final thought here before we get the heck out of here for the day about the world of sports or anything else on your mind?
Should be an interesting second half of the baseball season. All-Star game on July 15, and today later, on Sunday later, they're going to give us the starters for the All-Star game, and looking forward to that.
Yeah, I mean, again, you had mentioned it earlier. I do think that the All-Star game in Major League Baseball is something that does catch our eye a little bit more, because the games now do have a little bit of significance and they mean a little something. So I, too, am looking forward to that. And until next week, Fred, watch a lot of sports, enjoy yourself, and I would say live every day and every moment to the fullest, because we never know when it's going to end. And for Fred, for Scott, and everybody else, Jeff and John, it is Dorf on Sports. And I say peace, and we'll talk to you next week right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.